This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's today?
Thursday.
I like that. But
throwback Thursday.
Let's go way back.
How far back?
I want to go back to
last night when I was sleeping.
I want to go back to sleep.
That's throwback.
That's how far back I go.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
Big day today.
Places to go, people to see.
Not to mention.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Well, since you put it that way.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
I can throw so far back, I can remember scanning photos. That's how far I can go back.
Wow, Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days.
A couple minutes after six, let me tell you first, no winner in Powerball. The new Powerball jackpot is $1.23 million billion.
I'm so grateful. I totally forgot to get a ticket.
Well, now you have an opportunity
to
win.
I got
to
make a note.
The cash option on Saturday night's drawing, if you were to win, is a check to you for $595 million.
I could do some damage with that.
Yeah, if you cut out your cable, you could squeak by on $595 million.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, the Powerball jackpot Saturday night is $1.23 million after nobody won last night. There were multiple winners, though, of like million-dollar prizes in several states, like seven or eight.
Yeah.
But the big jackpot is still up for grabs.
What is it about living in America where it feels so good to sound like you could win that much money, and then literally my first thought is, oh, I'd pay all my debt off. I'd have no car payment, no house payment.
I'd blow it.
Yeah.
Looks so pretty when the makeup on.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Thursday morning. Good morning to you, and thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show this morning. So it's getting so bad at the gas station, they've got to have dogs now to protect you.
It's ridiculous.
Some of the Sheetz locations are putting in a dog unit to keep people safe at the gas pumps. I get it.
I really get it. But like, what's fitting to happen at the gas pump?
I don't know how they plan on using them. You know, one of the locations is that one down on Wendover near Costco. But it's real.
That one is sketchy.
It's super busy down there too. That whole area is so busy. And I'm gonna tell you, these homeless people and these beggars and stuff, you're going to get killed down there wandering around in the street, standing in the middle of a ramp off of 40, wandering around in that intersection there near the Sheetz. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just there yesterday.
I see it all the time. People just walking out in the middle of the road, walking in the road. But anyway, they're putting these dogs in these Sheetz locations.
And now I'm assuming when they say there's canine, it's going to be the whole unit, right? Like, the handler of the canine, the officer, and the canine.
Yeah, my guess is it is.
They're just going to have the canine on a leash or something.
It is some kind of a dog and a handler with that dog. But I'll tell you, you got to do what you got to do to protect your business and the customers. You can't have people so scared they're not going to come in there and buy gas at your place.
And Sheetz is like, we're not going to pull that thing we did in High Point and shut down another gas station.
Yeah, we're not closing. We're going to take action. So how about that, man?
That's wild.
I mean, when I saw that, I'm like, how's that going to work? I mean, he's got a dog roaming around there.
Right.
And, but, you know, they're not. But still, and a dog, if you don't know a dog, these dogs are frightening. They're, I'm sure it'll be a German Shepherd or a Belgian Malinois or one of these kinds of
Malinois.
Dogs.
Malinois.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I never heard of that.
It's the number one most trainable dog for that type of thing.
I got to look that up.
Yeah. They're German Shepherd looking, but they have lighter coats. They're like a tan looking dog.
Oh, yes. Okay. I've always thought they were German Shepherds. Okay.
Did you see the last that John Wick movie where Halle Berry has those dogs? Those are Belgian Malinois dogs.
Malinois.
The ones that jump and attack your crotch.
They sound so expensive.
Well, they're also hard to handle, too. You got to know what you're doing.
Also known as a Belgian sheepdog or a Chien de Berger Berger.
She's over there doing some in-depth research right now. Thank you.
In the middle of the night, wild horses.
Wake up at the Wolf Show.
Hi, I just heard the comments about the police dog at Sheep.
Yes.
I have actually seen it. It is a handler and a dog. They mainly stand around the entrance. Oh. But there is a van and everything.
So this is a significant expense for Sheetz to bear this.
Yeah, it's the one on the corner of Wendover and 40.
Yeah, that's a super
that
busy
Sheetz.
One, and that's not a good one.
Yeah, the parking lot alone is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have actually a friend who trains canines for the police departments, and you're right, they mainly use Malinois and German Shepherds.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Do you like saying Malinois?
It just sounds dirty, Malinois.
It's
not. Is that French? No, it's German. What was it? English? What'd you say it was?
I didn't say.
What's the Malinois? It's a what?
The Belgian.
It's Belgian.
Malinois.
Ooh, like a waffle.
So anyway, yeah, so watch for these dogs. And it is, I don't know how much that's costing Sheetz. That's a significant investment to have the vehicle, the handler, the dog. And these dogs are expensive to train.
Now, are we assuming that these are officers of the law? With the canine, or just a canine dog?
I don't know. For all I know, there could be a service that provides this to businesses that want this.
That's what I'm wondering, because no offense, but last time I heard, the Greensboro Police Department was hurting for help.
Yeah, I don't.
We got them staked out at 3 Sheetz.
I don't know, but Sheetz obviously feels like it's necessary, and I got to agree with him on some of those locations. Sketchy is a good word.
It's sad. It's pitiful.
It is pitiful.
And I'm ashamed. At the human race.
Right here in little Greensboro, North Carolina.
A little murder capital of the world.
No, just the state.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. That's great.
We're working on the world.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Sponsored by Bug Out.
Hey, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
Ouch. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:22, Ranch Roundup underway, voting in the Foodie 4. Were there any changes after our pleas yesterday that went out to fans of a couple of these guys who are running woefully behind?
Well, it definitely got some traction, and I thought I was going to make somebody mad, but I think everybody ended up getting the humor behind our locker room.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I am currently loading the newest bracket scores right now.
Get your votes in by midnight Sunday night on the website at 931wolfcountry.com. That's the only vote that counts, except in this case for this week. Tomorrow night we're going to be at the Greensboro Coliseum prior to Sam Hunt, and you'll be able to vote in person there.
You know, someone messaged my personal page and was concerned about that aspect of it, and I told them, I said, I promise you, there's no way we're going to get 300 and some change votes out there to really make a huge difference necessarily. I said, so don't worry about our folks in Stokes County. They thought it would be a disadvantage because the concert's in Greensboro. People come from all over. Don't stress it. It's for fun. We're just here kind of stirring the pot a little bit, making things happen. Holy crap. All right. Little Creek up against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. 441 to 128. So the votes did go up for the smaller, you know, numbers that we had. But still, and then John Brown's Country Store. So actually, They went out to visit Ronnie's restaurant in Madison yesterday. They sent me the selfie of them outside of Ronnie's restaurant in Madison in their John Brown attire. They had to come try the ranch for themselves, but they said it was closed.
Ooh.
Yeah. 419 to 160, John Brown's winning over Ronnie's restaurant.
What time was it when they went over there that they would be closed?
I don't know, and I don't know the schedule. I am currently pulling this up. Scott Brown messaged me personally. He said, it's on, baby, outside of Ronnie's restaurant. Here he is with, I'm assuming, his son. They look a lot alike.
Yep.
And he's in the John Brown's Country Store and Grill. And I said, that's great. And he said, and they're closed.
Okay.
So,
you guys are not playing around.
No. I don't even know.
All right, so there you go. Your Foodie Four, John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's, and Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar.
Both it's a showdown. Favorites. It's a beatdown. It's a whooping.
It is a whooping.
But don't you worry, underdogs. People will be able to vote in person for you tomorrow night.
This time of year, a comeback is the story anyway. So let's make it happen here.
I really hate to let this moment go.
Please don't look at me.
It's time for Dale's Secret Star. All right, so not a music category today. This is a non-music category today.
Okay.
There's a reason I chose this, and it will become obvious to you, especially to you, Annie. When you hear it, get your pen and paper. Be ready to write down your answer. Please don't shout it out. Good for Sam Hunt tickets for the show tomorrow night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Name this secret star.
If you really want to give a character an obstacle to overcome, a need.
You finally did it. I'm not even writing it down. You finally did it.
If you can't get it from that one, I swear to God,
watch it be the one day nobody guesses this person.
I was going to make that shorter, but I thought, nope. Not at 6:30 in the morning. Again, who is this secret star?
If you really want to give a character an obstacle to overcome, a need.
Dang, Dale, dang.
Since we're talking about Sam Hunt tickets, why don't we play a Sam Hunt song?
There we go.
Breaking Up was easy in the 90s. I'm sure he'll be doing this for you on Friday night. We'll see you out there at the Coliseum, by the way. Come on, call.
Bartender looks at me like, pony up, man. We're closing down.
Secret Stars. Pick this one for a reason. The instant Annie heard it, she knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been very disappointed if we had gone call after call to get it. Who is this secret star?
If you really want to give a character an obstacle to overcome, a need.
Oh, man. So easy. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who is that secret star?
Matthew McConaughey.
And I picked it because people kept guessing Matthew McConaughey the other day, last couple days, and no. It's too distinctive. You would know his voice right off. What's your name?
John Keck.
Congratulations. You have tickets to see Sam Hunt tomorrow night at the Greensboro Coliseum.
All right. Awesome. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you there. Hang on.
All right.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Music brought to you by Family Dollar.
And we're the wild things are.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's
two,
top
one,
three.
Go.
Well, let's get right to it. Number one on today's top three. It's a historical event. It's 200 years in the making. Billions of cicadas will emerge from the ground all across the country, creating a once-in-a-lifetime event come May, or when the ground reaches 64 degrees. There are some experts in the triad who said that two large broods of cicadas in the Midwest and the Southeast are going to make their way out of the ground this summer. It's quite a rare experience. And once again, the last time this happened was 200 years ago. Of course, it's nothing new to see cicadas or to hear them. The colors you're going to see are normal, greener in color. That's the annual ones. But the rare 13 and 17-year-old broods of cicadas that are coming out this year are more black and orange.
No!
And
no!
Yeah.
No! No! Yeah. Please, no! No!
No!
These
no!
are called periodic cicadas.
They're like the ninja cicadas, the black ninja cicadas.
What's wild to me is that there's cicadas living in the ground for 13 to 17 years waiting to reemerge.
It's like they're COVID. It's like they've been trapped in their home all this time and they're ready to come out.
Also, is anybody going to film all these cicadas coming out of the ground at one time? Like, how do you know? What time of day is that? I'm going to be standing in my lawn and there's all these cicadas are going to come out?
It's not like Punxsutawney Phil. You know, he's got to, you know, he's, you don't know.
Well, we're only going to see the 13-year-old broods in North Carolina. I'm severely grossed out by all I learned this morning. But of course, they're loud, but they're not harmful to anybody. It's mating calls is what you're hearing all summer long.
It's just obnoxious. They'll fly in your head. And
they're the quintessential sound of summer. And they're lovers, not biters. And please remember that they're coming up, this is a quote, coming up in their nymph form to shed that exoskeleton into their adult form, find a mate, lay eggs in the tree twigs, and then the adults die. So they have 4 to 6 week life period. They're not harmful. They're just here to get it on and then move on.
And then die.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's what we're all here for anyways. Number two on your top three, the CMT Awards are hosted by Kelsey Ballerini. And she's doing this, I think it's her third or fourth year doing it. They're going to air live from the Moody Center in Austin, Texas on April 7th. Is that, what is that, Sunday? I don't even know days of the week. That's next Tuesday. Oh, next Sunday. Anyways, tons of artists are invited. It's voted on by the fans, so it's really cool. And, of course, like I said, you'll see Kelsey Ballerini, who will be hosting that 8 p.m. CBS. It'll stream on Paramount Plus, and you can vote at vote.cmt.com. So we like the listener-voted awards. They always end up being a little better, a little more exciting.
A little more real.
And if you've been hanging out with us all morning so far, then you've already heard this, but you're going to hear it again. So number three on today's top three is the fact that you're going to see canines at your local gas station. Sheets has requested to have a couple of canine units at three of their gas station locations in Greensboro. This doesn't come as a surprise to most of us, but they'll be the first in the state to have canine units provided by Canine Interdiction. Yeah. Wendover Avenue, West Market Street, and Spring Garden Street. And these are locations where they're needed. So if people know how to act in public and you can't follow the rules, let them get bit.
You'll get a dog sicked on you.
That's right. Just leave people alone. Let them pump their gas. The only time you could bother me at a gas pump if you tell me that I'm beautiful today. That is the only time you're allowed to bother me at a gas pump.
Women say they get hit on at gas stations all the time.
Constantly, Dale. We have to have this conversation again.
I worked at one. I don't understand it.
Constantly. I don't know what it is about a gas station that makes a man just want to be on the prowl. Anyways, that's it.
That's the place to go, I guess.
It is.
It's the meetup spot. Time to get up. Thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Here's Brett.
If ever I get lost, drink love and hearts.
Yeah. Woo, another incredible talent out of Pikeville, Kentucky. It's Patty Loveless. 7:06 now. Good morning to you. I think Annie's found a business she wants to start.
I figured that there is something you should know about. And so I decided we're going to do a business you should know about. And I found out there is a more localized one of these. But as I'm driving yesterday, I see this truck. And it's talking about Poop 911, right?
Yeah.
And as I read the truck more, I start thinking about, there are some things as an adult I'm just not willing to do. As a working adult, I'm not willing to do. And some people feel that way. You have people come clean your house or mow your lawn or wash your windows.
Or wash your garbage can.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So why not have someone come and clean the poop up out of your yard from your nasty dog? I can't tell you how many times I've had me a little cookout. And I'm like, y'all, please dodge the dog poop. I'm so sorry. Now, that's when we had a big dog. And y'all, if y'all have a big dog.
These big dogs.
You already know. It's like a human man poop.
Sheep.
All right? Anyways, it's disgusting. You don't want to tiptoe around it, especially you got a pool in your backyard or you're having people over to play cornhole. God forbid one of those bags slip in the poop pile.
Mm-hmm.
Cornhole's done. All right?
We're finished. So, party's over.
Party's over. And how many times you had to clean poop up off your shoe? Nobody wants to do that, okay?
Oh, and that smell just hangs.
Oh,
with
man,
it.
That's the worst. So, you can now hire somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Now, locally, I found one. It's called Duty Calls, which
is a fantastic
name. Duty Calls of the Triad. You can call for a free quote. They scoop the poop so you don't have to, and that's what we love to see. Just like somebody else comes clean your house so you don't have to.
Yep.
And I'm telling you right now, if I had had this 2-3 years ago, I mean, if I'd known about this, I would have utilized. Because I ain't scooping no poop in my backyard, but I wanted it to be poop free. So the truck I was behind is a different company. Now, I'm not allowed to access their website on our company's computer.
You can't access anything from this office that has poop in it.
It's poop 911, yeah, so it will not let me log on.
Our company does not like you doing that.
They have a weekly rate starting at $11.95, which I thought was a steal and a deal. But yeah, I just thought, wow, if you didn't know, now you know. And locally, there is Duty Calls. Now, as I can see, they serve quite a few parts of this area, but not Kernersville.
Also, I will tell you that if you're interested in this business, see, here's the thing. That's a whole premise behind that micro dirty jobs thing. It's all these people who make tons of money doing something that other people do not want to do or are unwilling to do.
Absolutely.
And that's one of those things. And you can get up. There are franchises you can get. They're already set up.
And this is what Duty Calls is. They're the franchise, but they don't serve any part of don't ask me, Western, Eastern, whatever. They're Climax, Trinity, Summerfield, Pleasant Garden, Franklinville. They're all High Point, so nothing Kernersville, Winston, and beyond. So this really is an untapped market on that side that could absolutely use it. And I'm not going to, if you want a franchise, cool. But, this is also something you could just do.
Yeah, just start it up.
Yeah, just start it up yourself.
Yeah.
And go pick up people's dogs' waste.
There was a service in Lexington, Kentucky. It was famous because of their vehicle. On the back of the truck, there was a dog sitting on a toilet. It was somebody had formed this and sculpted this and had this made, and it was on the back of the truck. It's not a painting. It is actually physically sitting on the back of the truck.
Holy crap. Literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a business I thought you should know about. And if you have any interesting or fun businesses you'd like for me to share with others, you can give me a call, 799-WOLF.
Yeah. It's Chris Lane.
You found a new man, found some new friends.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. All right, we're going to do this again today. Yesterday, Annie and I did the Sam I Am game where you play it like you're the old $10,000 pyramid. Annie holds up a card, which I have not seen. You are on the phone, and you are to guess the identity of the famous Sam.
So we'll use one as an example.
Just hold one up and I'll do it.
Well, I don't want to use ours.
Yeah, do one from yesterday, whatever.
I don't have it. I'm going to write it real fast.
Okay, all right. So here's how this works. You're on the line listening and I go, famous actor, tired of snakes on a plane. He was in Pulp Fiction. He's been in about a million movies.
Oh, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. See, Sam? Samuel. Could be Sammy.
Yeah.
Could be Sam. Could be Samuel.
But they all start with Sam, S-A-M, Sam, as in Hunt, Sam.
Yeah, see how we're doing, how clever we are.
So you have half the answer already.
Right, because these are tickets for the Sam Hunt Show tomorrow night at the Greensboro Coliseum. We look forward to seeing you there. So I think, have we done a good job of mansplaining this out?
For me being a female hating mansplanations, yes.
All right, so she says we're in the clear. What caller would you like to take, Annie?
I would like to take caller. We're going to start with...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
$10 because if y'all start missing them like yesterday, we're hanging up, moving on to the next person. I love y'all. I ain't got time for it.
Yeah, we got, you got to do what you got to do.
People get mad when we just give it to you anyway, so you guys got to work for it.
Yeah, you got to put in a little effort on this thing. So, you know, that's what we're doing. So, here we go. Caller 10, 799-WOLF to play the Sam I Am game. Famous Sam Samuels. Got it.
They all start with Sam.
That'll be the first word. That'll be the first name. 799-WOLF. 799-WOLF. Caller number 10. 799-WOLF. Playing for Sam Hunt tickets for the show tomorrow night. Brett Young's on that show, too. Who else on that show?
Lily Rose.
Lily Rose, Brett Young, and Sam Hunt all together at the Greensboro Coliseum tomorrow night. Tickets still on sale, by the way. 799-WOLF. Come on. Almost too good-looking Faith Hill and Wild One at 7:40. I'm so happy for Sabrina. When she started just getting one after the other, I got so excited. I was more excited than she was.
Dale and I, listening to the playback, we were in here busting out laughing at the excitement we felt.
It was electric, is what it was.
It's been a rough couple days.
If you missed yesterday, holy poop. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was one dud right after another.
We hung up on people because they were getting real. I'm sorry, Nick.
Quick, they're out. Oh, so redemption was had today.
I just want to hear the back end of that again. When we're so excited for her.
When she got Sammy Sosa, I thought I was going to jump out of my seat.
She said, "There's one more." And she got the last one.
She was asking for more. That's how good she was. She was asking for more of them. It's crazy. Because after yesterday, I was ready to say the next contest is going to be pick a number between 1 and 3.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Music. Iron Man Robert Downey Jr. celebrating his 59th birthday today.
And you know, we've got a couple of people on the birthday shout outs, but apparently y'all's parents weren't doing nothing 9 months prior to this month.
Birthday's next.
Yeah.
Even now we're in a bad this town. It's like
birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And welcome to the birthday party shout-outs. Biggest birthday party around. Celebrating today, Katie Beckelheimer of Lexington, Zach Engel from Greensboro, Mitchell Souls of Winston-Salem, Sean Richardson of Yakinville, Karen Whitaker of Ashboro, Sandra Cawley of Lexington, Neil Drimlock of Oak Ridge, Timothy Langley of King, Tamara Green of Stokesdale, and my sister's beau, David Idle of Kernersville. He owns Home Service Pro. If you need anything done, HVAC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Go see David Idle. All right, and we'd love to shout you out. All you got to do is text me, 799-WOLF, or you can DM us on Facebook at 93.1TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
still texting you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, closing in on the weekend on a throwback Thursday. Hope it's going great for you so far. Want to get the dog poop out of your yard, but you don't want to do it? Somebody will do it for you. Annie might do it.
I'm absolutely not going to do it for you, but I will say I was driving down the road yesterday, and in front of me is this truck, and I start to really take a second look at it, and I'm like, wait a second, poop911.com.
Yeah, holy poop.
I thought, as an adult, we have the luxury of not having to do things. Most of us have children to do the things we don't want to do, the dishes, picking up sticks in the yard.
Yeah, but it's hell to get them to do it.
Yeah, right. So we've learned now, why don't we pay somebody for that service that we don't want to do? Cleaning, mowing the lawn, cleaning your trash can out, like Dale said earlier, you know, whatever it is. And now you can have someone to remove the poopy out of your yard. It is a poop removal service, and they're ecstatic and functional ends to it all. You know, and you have that summer barbecue. You don't want people dodging old poop piles.
You don't. No, you
don't.
Don't
want the kids to run up and say, little Sammy, he put his foot in the poop. Now you got to clean a shoe with poop all over it. Oh, God. Nobody wants that. So what you need to do is get on this train and call one of these folks who do it. Now, Duty Calls of the Triad is one of them, and it's a franchise where they will scoop the poop so you don't have to. But I saw the one that I can't get on their website because we're blocked from it because it's poop911.com.
Yeah, we can't. They don't like us going on any website that has poop in it.
Basically, the poop911 says their weekly services are starting at like $11.95. I don't know. I just thought, wow, this is genius. Another thing that you don't have to do that you want done. And it's pretty cheap to get it done.
But what makes me, it makes me wonder, how many clients would you have to have
to make a profit?
To make money off that, to be able to live. It's like the guys who clean your street garbage cans, your Herbie Kirby's. How many people are having you come and spray clean their Herbie Kirby's and you get enough of that business to make a living at it?
I guess it goes with anything. How many people are, you know, want you to clean their house so you have enough living? How many people out there who need their house cleaned, you know?
Okay. My curiosity's getting the best of me. I need to hear from somebody who's using a pooper scooper service.
Let's just call them today.
And I need to hear from somebody who's using one of those Herbie Kirby can cleaner services that come to your house and spray clean your garbage can.
I got to say, if you've got a young entrepreneur in your life, this could be a job for them to go around cleaning people's trash cans or to go around and cleaning people's poop. And I'm telling you, it's an untapped market on the Winston-Salem side because Duty Calls of the Triad is doing everything Greensboro to Pleasant Garden, to Burlington, you know, all this area.
Attention, FOCO entrepreneurs.
Nobody's hitting Kernersville and further back. So, franchise of Duty Calls. I'll use it. Well, I would have used it. I got a little wiener dog now. We don't even know where he poops, so.
Don't even know where he poops.
It's so small, you don't even know where it is.
So. How about another throwback, Eddie?
Woo!
Sing along.
Country.
I know you did.
Of course.
You saw Annie doing it. It is a pretty serious traffic accident. It's a crash over Randleman Road, Vandalia area. Got everything shut down. Randleman Road is completely closed down in that area right now while the police clean up and investigate that crash. Again, that's Randleman Road around Vandalia. Watch out.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Babies, this is my birth.
Well, wisdom, we've discovered that there are basically three things you need to know every day, and the top three is coming up in about 7 minutes.
And on today's top three is probably one of the more horrifying sounding things ever, when there's billions of things that are going to emerge from the ground all across the country at the same time in May. It's gross, and it's only in North Carolina. Stick around for today's top three. It's coming up.
Today's top one, three.
Go.
So an historic emergence of these nasty little things called cicadas.
No! 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 Please, no! No!
Yep.
No!
It's going to happen this summer. For the first time in over 200 years, two large broods of cicadas are going to make their way out of the ground at the same time. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it comes around May or when the ground reaches 64 degrees. It's so gross to know that these things just pop up out of the ground. They've just been dormant for 13 to 17 years. And we get the 13-year-old cicadas here in North Carolina. Aren't we so lucky? They're the quintessential sound of summer, but they are no pookie. Basically, they're gross, and they're just here to pop up, shed that exoskeleton, find themselves a mate, reproduce, and then die, as are we, human beings.
I know a lot of people who'd like to have that situation.
It's gross. All right. CMT Music Awards are happening this next Tuesday, I think. Is it the right date? Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday. I don't know my days. Sorry. I love the CMT Awards because the fans vote. It's not some high accolades popularity contest from some higher ups in the music industry. It is literally the people voting for the
fan favorites.
The fan favorites. That's right. Kelsea Ballerini hosts again this year, and it's at the Moody Center in Austin, Texas, April 7th. And you can catch that at 8 p.m. live on CBS, and it'll stream on Paramount Plus. And you can vote at vote.cmt.com. Tons of artists are up for awards, and it should be a really good time. And I just wanted to let you know that Sheetz also has something new going on. This is number 3 in today's top 3. Sheetz has decided that 3 of them here in Greensboro are so rough that they're going to need K-9 units to be outside of them now. They're working the doors of the Sheetz gas stations. And it's not surprising, but it is pretty sad. And these K-9 units are provided by K-9 Interdiction. And they'll be the Wendover Avenue locations, West Market Street, and Spring Garden Street. And K-9s are definitely needed in these locations. And if people don't know how to act in public, they can't follow the rules, then maybe you can get bit.
Yeah, you come up there acting a fool, doing something stupid, and you're going to be sorry you did it there.
Look, I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. I don't know why y'all walking up to people at gas pumps. The only time you should be doing that is when you're complimenting a lady who's pumping her gas.
Yeah, but still, even
we still don't like it. But
right, it's still weird for you.
But really, it's the only acceptable thing. It's the only acceptable thing. And I know you've seen them gas prices. Don't come up and ask me for a dollar, baby, because I barely got one to put in this gas tank.
I'm using all my dollars to put gas in my car.
$3-something a gallon.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No reason for that either, by the way. But don't get me on that soapbox.
No. But yeah, if you see a dog with its handler, you're going to know why. Tell your friends, act right.
Yeah. Act like you got some sense.
Get you a big old bottle of Act Right.
Act like you've been out. Act like you've been to town.
Where's your mama? Someone needs a whooping.
I was out, take a shot.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Throwing it back with Vince at 8:37. Let's talk about the lottery for just a second here. The Powerball jackpot. The Powerball jackpot. Sorry, Annie. I saw your look on your face.
I was Bailey, hold on a second, pal.
The lottery jackpot for the Powerball game Saturday night is $1.23 billion.
Mm.
Cash to you, $595 million cash. Now, if you win, 5.5% of that goes to the state of North Carolina. 24% is automatically taken out by the IRS for taxes, but that will not be all the taxes you would owe. You would be expected to pay the remainder of your tax bill on the winnings when you filed your tax return, because the lottery money that you receive is taxed as ordinary income. So on top of the 24%, whatever your tax bracket is, when you file your taxes, you'll pay that on top of what you've already paid.
Yes, bleed us dry there. We're already being bled dry as broke folk. You get rich folk, you bled dry too.
But if you get $595 million, you're not really going to feel that bad. You're not going to, just don't even think about it.
All I'm going to feel is a sweet, sweet relief of no debt.
Well, I think it'll be exciting. I think we're getting to the point where somebody's going to have to win. We're starting to get to where we're going to have a record jackpot.
And you said that Saturday's the next drawing.
Saturday night is the next drawing.
So tomorrow, should we do some numbers?
Yeah, I think tomorrow we should pick some numbers. We should get some help from the audience and pick numbers, and maybe pick, I don't know, 2 or 3 sets and go out and buy ourselves a ticket.
And, of course, we'll split it with you. No,
yeah,
we
we've got sort of an agreement in the studio.
In the in-house agreement.
Yeah, that if somebody wins, then, you know,
a certain amount
gets forked over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Particularly if we throw in for tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you throw in, that's a split right there. That Bright begs a question. If somebody borrowed $10 to buy a lottery ticket and won, how much would you expect them to give you?
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town.
Live from the Air Park Studios of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show is Dale's Secret Stars. All right.
I love you for that, Dale.
Very simple. Identify the secret star listening to a little clip of the voice. That's all there is to it. Now, I take these out of context. It's not some famous slug line from somebody. Yeah, they're taken out of context. So here it is for Sam Hunt tickets to the show tomorrow night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Who is this secret star?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
She closed her eyes this time. I think she's zeroing.
I'm gonna write my very initial.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
And I'm probably wrong now that I heard it a second time. Can you read that?
No, it's the second time you've guessed that person in this game. Again.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
I have no idea who it is.
That's why we call it the secret star.
Sometimes I closed, I open. I have no idea who it is.
All right, so again, I'll give it to you one more time.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
All right, what call are we going to take? Let's take a caller and start there.
Yeah, we'll start with caller 10 and 10? Work our way up.
All right, start with caller 10. If you got the correct answer, you are going to win. No.
Okay.
No, again, her guess was wrong.
I guess wrong again. Good thing I wrote it in pencil.
Caller 10, 799-WOLF. Caller 10, 799-WOLF. Dale's secret star.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
Again?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
My big brother wrote an Indian scout.
Dale's Secret Stars. Who is this secret star? If you haven't got it, you're where you can. It helps to close your eyes to focus on who this is. Who is this secret star?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
It's a little hard. Again.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
None of us make sense.
All right. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. You're the 10th caller, and you get the first guess. Who is that secret star?
Is it Woody Harrelson?
Not Woody Harrelson. All right. Thanks. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Is it Donald Trump?
No, not the Trumpster. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who is that secret star?
Brandon.
Brandon, who is that secret star?
Oh, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Can you identify that secret star?
Mark Ruffalo.
No, that was Annie's first guess. Nope, that's not it. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Joe Biden.
Nope. And
dang,
that was Annie's second guess. No. Thanks. Oh. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Vince Gill?
No, not Vince. Nope. Thanks. Bye. Oh, this is being a little more difficult than I thought that it was going to be.
Yeah.
Again, here is the secret star today.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait? It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
I gave you the only guess I had to give you.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait? I don't know.
Who is this secret star?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
Again.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
799-WOLF, do you know?
A night to hit rock bottom.
Here we go. It's Dale's Secret Stars for tickets to see Sam Hunt tomorrow night at Greensboro Coliseum. Who is this secret star?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you wait?
I don't know. It took longer. And people are thinking this is a lot more difficult. Let's try again.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Who is today's secret star?
Bill Clinton.
No, not Bill Clinton. All right, good guess. Thank you. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Can you identify the secret star?
Hey, is it?
Let's talk basketball. I got to tell you, nobody has a bracket that exists right now. And if you do, you're clairvoyant. You have special powers. Like 11-year-old Ashton Gold of Raleigh, she has ESPN's top bracket. Her unique picks at the time, including NC State making it this far, have her bracket in the 99th percentile. And to give you perspective, her dad's bracket is in the 11th millionth place.
Oh, man.
So Ashton says she just watches the teams and how they handle pressure. If they handle pressure good, those are her teams. If they don't, she blows them out. So congratulations, Ash. I hope you hang in there.
Yeah, it's just very cool. I mean, she got, four teams left? So.
Yeah, State will play Purdue Saturday at 6 and Alabama UConn about 8:50 on Saturday.
Man.
It's going to be a big basketball weekend around
here. Hey, watch party at my house. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Those are good games.
Give you a reason to eat some ranch.
Oh, you're right.
Ranch update coming up in the roundup.
You're never going to be alone.
It looked like ranch dressing. Must be the ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
I know. Ranch dressing.
Getting closer to finding out, according to you, of course, who has the best ranch in the triad, your Hootie 4, John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's and Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. You got to vote for your favorites on the website at 931 Wolf Country by midnight Sunday night. What are the latest stats?
Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation. Little Creek's got 462 votes to 138.
That's a lot to overcome for Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar.
And Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison up against John Brown's Country Store. 443 to 167. John Brown's has got it. We mentioned earlier that John Brown's had taken a little road trip over to Little Creek to see what was up with that ranch. And they were closed, and they are short staffed, so they close at 2 because they are short staffed. Someone reached out and let us know that, but we're not. Obviously, that's not hurting y'all a bit.
Yeah, if you're a frequent visitor to one of these places and it's your favorite, you should vote and do it by midnight on Sunday so that they're in the running, so that it's a contest. Because right now, John Brown's Country Store is putting a country boy whooping on Ronnie's.
Absolutely.
So,
and I'm sorry, they didn't go see Little Creek. They went and saw Ronnie's, and Ronnie's closes it too because they're short staffed. But yeah, they putting a hurting on them currently. So I don't think I don't think the time they closed matters though, because they killed it in the last rounds. Killed it.
Yeah. Monday we'll have the final two for the champion dip round to see who eventually wins, and we'll get that plaque with fake wood and real plastic delivered by Annie and I in the Big Bad Wolf truck. Where's the ranch road trip going to be? I've left that up to you.
I think we got to go to the snack bar. I think it's time to go visit the snack bar.
Okay.
Where you want to go, Dale? Why has it got to be up to me? You make a face and you say it's up to me.
No, I didn't leave it up to you. That's fine. If that's where we're going, then that's where we're going. Check it out. I'm always up for that.
I'm hungry.
We're always hungry, if the truth be known. That's just how we are.
I love my boots broken. I love my game. I love Jack, I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she came me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
That's it for the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Cruising on out of here. And tomorrow is Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Kicking off the weekend, the final pair of tickets, final pairs of tickets for you to see Sam Hunt at the Greensboro Coliseum tomorrow night. We'll be there. We'll be looking for you.
We will be, and we'll have you another chance to vote in the Ranch Roundup. Plus, tomorrow we are going to do some lottery numbers.
Going to pick some numbers and maybe try to win that Powerball jackpot, which is like $1.29 billion right now.
We also have your last chance at another round of Sam Hunt tickets to get you into the show tomorrow night.
Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Scotty McCreary. Have a great Thursday.
I've seen a dozen texts and I...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.